Okay, we did hay this morning. Vav, we the last 5 minutes, we just rushed, so I'm not going to...
Oh, yeah, remember that.
Okay, so hay and Vav is the topic of Tareves Chatichos, that's what it's called, that's what it's known as. When you have a davar chashiv shen is ariv, a chatichar ulis kabe, that's this ariv, and it's loy batul, okay, so the chachamim call that kavua. So it's just, because it's loy batul, so therefore we look, it's as if each thing is by itself, and when you're going to go take one of them, we don't say, oh, just since Roy Varheter is there, if you can go and take one of them, it's batul. Because it's loy batul, so it's al derech kavua, that even you're going to go take one of the pieces, you cannot follow Roy. Just like in the case of kavua, you cannot follow Roy. So too, in this case, you also cannot follow Roy. That's called kavua. It's kavua midirabanan, because midirais, it's already batul. We learned that. Chichur v'skabed loy batul is only midirabanan. So midirabanan, it's kavua. Excuse me. So if you go and take one, it's good. The only thing we learned is that if you already took one of the pieces, so if you took one of the pieces before it was noida hataruvas, before you found out that it was iser mixed in, so we don't say kavua lemafreya. We don't say, well, retroactively, b'shas you went, there was iser there, and therefore had a din kavua, it was loy batal, had a din kavua, so therefore you can't follow roy. We say no. Since you found out that there was iser by the time the piece was in your house, so that's like piresh, that's going to be mutter. If it's real kavua deraisa, we don't say that. We say that, well, at least according to the Ra'ah, and generally we paskin that way, unless maybe it's Hefsim Aruba, some are Makel, but generally we paskin that we say Kavua retroactively, we say Kavua Lemafreya. But by Kavua Derabbanan, we don't say Kavua Lemafreya. And that's what we learned in Sif Hey. Okay, so if you, Sif Vav talks about Piresh. The regular Kavua, there's Halacha of Piresh. That, whatever was Piresh from the Taruvus, whatever was Piresh, I'm sorry, from the Kvius, and it's in the street, so then it's you do follow Raif. But by Kavua, by Tarevis Chatichos, this example that we're discussing now, Piresh is also going to be Aser. Only what was Piresh Koidim Shanoida HaTarevis is going to be Mutter. But La'achar Shanoida HaTarevis, once you found out that there was Iser piece that was mixed in with the Heter, and it was Loi Batul, even if one of those pieces was Piresh afterwards, and then you found the piece after it was Piresh, it's still going to be Aser. So we'll see how that's different. How come? I thought, even if something has a din kavua, only when you take from the Kvios it's a problem. But if something's Piresh or something's Nimtz on the street, so then you do follow Raif. So how come over here we're saying you cannot follow Raif? So that's what we're going to see.
It's a kavana, right?
Hmm?
You did it with your kavana.
So that's the that's one answer. Okay, so Baal Chayim Ashar Dvar Machashuvim Shonis Arvu, if you had Balichayim, which we learned earlier, our loy batul gets mixed into other animals. Balichay, that's aser, let's say it's a shara niskal. So, got me, and then it escaped before you had a chance to kill it. It escaped and it ran into all the other animals. So it's in the herd and they're all mixed together. Or shavar machashuvim shenasarvu beheter, that iser gets mixed up in the heter, sheinim betelim, and it's something because it's a davar chashuv, it's loy batul. So Chachamim called this Midrabanan, they call this Kavua. This is all known as Tareves Chatichos. Is Afilu Be'elef, it's in about Afilu Be'elef, is Afilu in Piresh Echad Min Haroiv Achar Shnoida Taruvus. So in Sif Hei, we learned that whatever you took Koidim Shnoida Taruvus is Mutter, because we don't say Kavula Mafreya by Derabanan. But here we're saying that Achar Shnoida Taruvus, even Piresh is Aser. Okay? Even my kavua deraisa, what piresh is, the roivas chanuyos, the regular case of kavua. What was piresh is, what's piresh, you do follow roiv. So if it's roiv heter, you can be makel. So akam over here, it's going to be akam over here. Even piresh is aser. So the mechaber explains v'hu shefrishay b'miskabin, because over here we're talking about that you caused the prisha. You caused the prisha. You, let's say, threw a rock at the animals, and you caused that one of the animals should run away. So you caused the prisha. So because you caused the prisha, that's how we make a gzeira shem yikach min hakavua. If we let you cause the prisha and take what was perish, so then you're going to go and take directly from the kvias. Mashenkin, if you didn't cause the prisha, that's when we said that nimtza, whatever was perish, is mutter.
So this is a gzera that you that since you took this cow, which you forced to parish on, we're making gzera. Maybe you're going to later on take a cow just directly without.
Exactly. Exactly.
That's already gzera though. No.
Why?
That's already, you know, we're going too far. It's already, you know, we're saying.
But you're saying because the whole thing that it was like bottle is only midrabbanan.
No,
right?
Exactly. So yeah, we're taking from this thing. Yeah. So how come?
Not here. Aval im pirish memela, but if it's pirish memela, and the shach points out that it has to be shaloi b'faneinu, because if it's b'faneinu, if you see the can animal walking away, so even though you didn't go and take it, but that's like the mouse going and taking the piece of meat in front of you, which that's also considered kavua, because the suffix really developed not where the mouse took it, because you were watching the mouse, the suffix develops by the kvias. So here too, the suffix develops by the kvias. Again, we don't have a real kvias because the animals are all mixed together. But what we considered a kvias, because it was lay bottles, so we looked at all the animals as separate things, and not as a terus because it was lay bottles, and therefore, it's going to be, that's also going to be a problem. So it has to be pirish memelish lay b'faneinu. It has to be that it was pirish by itself, not in front of us. Then pirish otaka be mutter. And the reason why we're saying over here that pirish is also, that was, we were discussing a case where you were causing the prisha. You threw the rock, and because you were causing it, or others say because it, when you caused it, most probably it happened in front of you. You were watching. So that's also, we said before, that's also called tantamount to taking from the kvias itself. So therefore, that's going to be aser. This is a more lenient way of learning, because this holds that if it's pirish by itself, it will be mutter, even by tarevis chatichos. The shach quotes that others learn not like this. Others learn that in all cases of tarevis chatichos, it's going to be aser, even though tarevis chatichos is only midrabanan, and when you have the chanuyos, and you have 10 stores and one is treif. So that's midei raisa, at least in the case where you know that the store is treif. So that's kavua dei raisa, so it should be more chomer. Taking from the kavua over there, that's like a nisa dei raisa. Mashenkin taking from this taruvus, like you pointed out before, taking with the taruvus would only be a nisa dei rabbanan because midei raisa is bottle. Afal pikein, in the case of the stores, because the iser is nikir b'mkoymoy, because one store has a big sign that says McDonald's, so there's no chashash that you're going to go take from that store. So therefore, if something was pirish, we let you follow Rav. We don't make a gzera that you're going to come take from the kvias. Who cares if you take from the kvias? When you go take from the kvias, you're not spacing out usually. You're concentrating where you're going. So you're going to go to the kosher store. We're not worried you're going to go take from the shayfa store. Masha Enkin over here, when we're saying you're going to take from the kvias, it's also to take from the kvias because it's all mixed up together. And that's why we're worried you're going to take from the kvias. So therefore, the shachas is going to this, comes out that any case of terevis chatichos, you know, even if it was pirish by itself, even if you didn't cause the prisha, even if it was pirish by itself, there's still a problem because there's a chashash you're going to take from the kvias. Then the shach also points out that, remember we discussed, I think, in a few shiurim ago, that there's a concept of terevis gufa chanuyas. Did we discuss this? Terevis gufa chanuyas? That when the stores themselves are mixed up,
we don't know which store this trefa came from. Yeah, we discussed it. We said a yid walks past the garbage can.
So that's a machloikis, right. So if there's 10 stores and 9 are kosher and 1 is trefa, you don't know which is the trefa one. So that's somewhere in between Tarevis regular kavua, which you know one store is McDonald's, and this of Tarevis chatichos, where the iser is not recognizable and it's mixed together. This is somewhere in between, because on the one hand, the iser is not recognizable. You don't know which is a treifa store. But on the other hand, can't really say it's mixed together with everything. It is separate from all the others. The iser is separate.
Why can each store rely on its own chazaka, though?
It doesn't have it's...
The fact that I know, Stam, there was one treif cow, that's enough
okay.
To
include a listen, kavua,
store.
Kavua goes against the...
But it's not exactly kavua, because I can't point my finger and say, here's an oser store.
Okay. Good. So this, on the one hand, the iser is not nikir, but on the other hand, it's separate and distinct. Not distinct, but it's separate from the rest. The iser is not mixed with the heter, physically mixed together. It's separate from the heter. So this is a question in the poiskim, if this is called real kavur, this is kavur d'araisa, or if this is called kavur d'rabbanon. The Shach holds that it's kavua deiraisa. The Alter Rebbe also leans like this. The Alter Rebbe also holds it should be considered kavua deiraisa. But the main thing, the main distinctive characteristic of kavua is that it's not mixed, that it's separate from the others. Others learn that what makes something kavua is that you could recognize, you see the iser, you know the iser, as opposed to a taruvus means you don't know. But for something to be considered a taruvus, it doesn't have to be mixed together in a bowl. As long as you don't know which is the heter, which is the iser, and it's all negeah to you, the whole shaila is negeah to you, it's a taruvus in your mind. It's a taruvus. It doesn't have to be physically ma'oriv. Okay, so it's a real question of, does a taruvus have to be physically ma'oriv, or just as long as there's a suffix in your mind, amongst all the things that are negeah to you, that could be considered a taruvus. So that's a machloikus of taruvus. This is called gufa chanuyes, that its stores themselves are mixed up. Yeah, so it's a machloikus if it's considered kavua deraisa or kavua derabanan, or not kavua deraisa, or it's not considered kavua. So the Shach is machlo that's considered kavua deraisa, but the Shach points out, it's quick to point out, that even though this is kavua deraisa, is such a kind of kavua, even though it's kavua deraisa, we will make a gzera of what? Of Shema Yikach Mina Kavua.
Because
again, the point is, no, because no. The whole point is not that because it's midrabanan, we make a gzera Shema Yikach Mina Kavua. The point is because it's not nicker, because there's a chashash that you're going to go in, you take from the kliyas. Anytime there's a chashash. Yeah. Over here, even stronger, because it's kavua deraisa and it's not nicker. No, but usually the way it's said over that by kavua derabanan we make exer shem yikach mina kavua. Not correct. By taroivis chatichas we make exer shem yikach mina kavua. By taroivis gufa chanuyas we'll also make it, because the point is in this everyone agrees that this exera has to do with whether or not the iser is nicker. Whether or not that's the precise definition of kavua versus taruvis, the fact that it's nicker or not, that's a machloikas apaskim. But this gzeira, according to this mahalach, that the Shach quotes, that depends on the iser not being nicker. V'hada aser im ifrishiv miskaven. This that it's aser if you're caused that you caused the prisha. According to the mechaber, it's a problem if you caused it. Yeah, haynu shaloi pirish rak ma'at v'nishru miktas v'isurim b'mkayman. And it's not just according to the mechaber; it will be according to the Shach also. In other words, this that we say that the gzeira shem yikach mina kavua, either because you caused the prisha, or because the iser is not nicker, so it's gzeira shem yikach mina kavua. When is there a gzeira shem yikach mina kavua? When the kavios remains intact. When there's a kvios that remains intact, there's shaykh to make a gzeira that if we allow the pirish, you're going to take from the kvios. But what happens if the whole kvias is nisbato? The whole kvias falls apart. For example, all the animals are dispersed. So then, some say even if they all start walking together, it's also considered that the kvias is nisbato. But certainly if they disperse, the kvias is nisbato, yeah? So then there's no shamikach mina kavua. So if one roams away, let's say they start walking, one roams away, so that one that roamed away, you'll be able to
take it. Shech didn't need it.
No. Be able to take it. That will have a, because there's no gzeir shem yikach mina kavua, because the kvios was nisbato.
If you made it, make the kvios
nisbato. The oz chay shina on shem, we'll see in a second. The oz chay shina shem yikach mina kavua. Gamkein, aval imnis parshu kulan biyachal. But if they all were pireish together, v'loy nishru b'mekayman, and they didn't remain in their original place, so they're not in their makim kavu anymore. U'b'shas akirasan pirshu k'tasan, and while they were spreading apart, while they were pireish, some spread apart from there. Those that went away from the group are mutar. Now, if they spread apart, if they start walking, let's say that somebody opens the door to the barn, or whatever it's called, the pen, whatever is holding them together, and they start walking, So the kviyas was in this battle. So why can't, you see clearly from the Ramah that I can't just now walk over to that group and take one of the animals. He says only what, you know, if they're all walking and then one or some of them roam away, then I could take from those that roamed away. But it's clear that I can't go and take from there. Why?
That makes sense, because what created this kviyas to start with? The fact that we had 50 cows all sitting in one place. When they all start moving, I still have the same 50 cows.
Oh, no, but we're assuming that's still not called a kviyas. They're not in their mokum kavua anymore. So that they're not, there's no kviyas.
It's still together as a group, though. If the group created a mokum kavua here, why can't the group walk and create a mokum kavua
So
there?
The reason is very pasha. The reason is that even if it's Piresh, but if Roiv are Piresh,
then
I say what? That the Isser, let's say I have Isser, I have a Trefa steak amongst a bunch of kosher steaks. It's Loi bottle. But if it's whatever was Piresh, in a case that there's no Chashash HaMi Kechmena Kavua, it's going to be Mutter. But if Roiv are Piresh,
you don't have Kavua, you don't have any more.
So I assume that the Isser is in the Roiv, so I can't eat all of these. If one is Piresh, I can say, oh, that one was Piresh from the Roiv, it's Heter. But if Roiv are Piresh, now I have to assume that the Isser is in the Roiv, right? That's why you need Pirshu Miktsason. That's when you need it. Only some of them go away. Now, normally, even Pirshu Miktsason is a problem because we have Exer Shem Yichmane Kavua. But in this type of a case, where there's no need to make Exer Shem Yichmane Kavua, then I can be Matir Pirshu Miktsason. But Kol Zman, that they're all still together, that's like Pirshu Kulon, it's worse than Roiv Pirish. Because I know for sure that the Isser is somewhere in this block. So this whole block is Aser to me. If one of them went away from there, so then I could say that that's from the Roiv, and that will be Heter. Rak, Shnayim HaAchroinim Asurim. However, the last two are going to be Aser. In other words, one moves away Mutter. One moves away Mutter. When the last two are left, they're both going to be Aser. Why?
Assume that they never left.
Because if one goes away from there, when there's two left.
Once Raiv leave, meaning Raiv leave one at a time, why can't we assume Raiv left? We're going to assume.
Well, you're going to assume that the Heter was, that the Isser was in the Raiv. Now that we can't do because we are assuming each one that left we assumed was the Heter. So now we kind of know for a fact that one of these last two Al Pi Halacha, we kind of know for a fact that one of these last two remaining ones is the Isser, which means I don't have Raiv Heter anymore. So therefore,
I'm stuck.
So the last two are Aser.
But the last two should be Safak Jarbon and Lukula here. It's a 50-50 chance. We only have one cow that's Usser. It could be either of these two cows.
Oh, for sure not. For sure not. Why are you saying Safak Jarbon and Lukula? If Bittul doesn't work, so for sure Safak Jarbon and Lukula doesn't work.
Oh, I'm saying blah, 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 blah. I'm saying this is a Safak. It could be this cow or this cow.
Every time there's a Taruvus, a Davar Chashev, right? Can I take one of those pieces and eat it and say it's Safak Jarbon and Lukula?
Well, because we say Loi Bittul is a special din. But
So I'm not saying Loi Batal, I'm saying Safak Jarbon Lekula. Maybe this is not the piece. We don't say that. V'im dimnis arbitar negoy this treifa b'ksheris. Let's say you had a treifa chicken that gets mixed up with kosher chickens. So all the chickens are aser al pi halacha, yeah? That's like a balei chayim shenis arbitar, right? One, how do you have a treifa chicken get mixed up with kosher chickens?
Broken leg.
Something happened to it that you know that it was a treifa, it was mauled or whatever it was, but it's still moving around, it still didn't die yet, but you know that al pi halacha it's considered a... Benimtza beitza beinayim, and then there's a beitza amongst them. Ha beitza mutares. The beitza is okay.
Why?
Afal gaftar tar negoydus chashuvim, v'loy mizbatlan, the gabi beitza, zlina basar, the beitza, you could follow Raiv. Why? Because the beitza came from one of these chickens and called the parish Murua parish. Now, normally, if one of the chickens would roam away, what would we say? Shami kachmina kavua. By the beitza, we don't.
Exactly.